This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. The Ministry of External Affairs has informed that 5 Indian Air Force aircraft have landed at the earthquake-hit Myanmar Rangoon and the Nay Pyi Taw as part of the Operation Brahma. The aircraft carried humanitarian assistance and the disaster relief materials, 60 parafield ambulance and the NDRF personnel. The NDRF team will proceed to Mandalay this morning, becoming the first rescue team to reach the city for operations. India is the first country to bring the rescue personnel to the capital, where the airport is still not fully operational after the earthquake. Earlier, around 15 tons of relief material was sent to the earthquake-hit Myanmar on the IAF C-130J aircraft from AFS Hindon. Sources confirmed that the total aid sent by the air sorties and the naval ships amounts to 137 tons, with more aid to be sent as needed. In a statement, the Defence Ministry stated that the Indian Army has also deployed a special medical task force to provide the urgent humanitarian assistance under the Operation Brahma. As part of the operation, the Indian Army will establish a 60-bed medical treatment centre to provide the immediate care to those injured in the calamity. The humanitarian assistance underlies India's commitment to its neighbourhood first policy and the ethos of Vasudeva Kutumbakam. Meanwhile, the death toll in Myanmar has crossed 1,600 following a powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake, and the country's military-led government said in a statement that 106,444 people have now been found dead, while the number of injured has risen to 3,408, with 139 still missing. Most of the fatalities are in Myanmar's Mandalay city, which is the closest to the earthquake's epicenter. In Thailand's capital, Bangkok, which was also hit by the earthquake, 10 people have been found dead and 101 are still missing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 120th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR News website and the News on Air mobile app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Nagpur today on the auspicious occasion of Gudi Padwa and the start of the Marathi New Year. The Prime Minister will be paying a floral tribute to the memorials of Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh's founding fathers, Dr. Keshav Hegdewar and Govalkar Guruji. This will be the first visit to any sitting Prime Minister to the Sangh headquarters at Reshmi Bagh area of Nagpur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will pay homage to the central memorial of Dr. Babasaheb Ambedkar in the Deshbhumi Stupa, where Dr. Ambedkar embraced Buddhism along with the thousands of his followers in October 1956. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone at Manav Netralay Premium Centre and address a public meeting. The Union Home Minister and the senior BJP leader Amit Shah has reached Patna last evening. Mr. Shah will hold a meeting with the NDA leaders, including JDU President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, at Patna today. Mr. Shah will also attend the state-level cooperative conclave at Patna being organized as part of the International Year's Cooperatives. He will also dedicate and lay the foundation of various development programs and projects worth over 800 crore rupees. The Commission of Air Quality Management, CAQM, has lifted the Stage 1 restrictions of the Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, in the Delhi National Capital Region following an improvement in air quality. The decision comes after the Delhi's Air Quality Index, AQI, recorded 153 yesterday, according to the Central Pollution Control Board, CPCB. The CAQM stated that the AQI in the national capital improved significantly due to the strong surface winds and the favourable meteorological conditions. In the Indian Premier League, IPL, Gujarat Titans defeated Mumbai Indians by 36 runs at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. Put into bat first, Gujarat Titans posted 196 for 8 in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Mumbai Indians could only score 160 for the loss of 6 wickets in 20 overs. In today's fixtures, Delhi Capital will face Hyderabad in Vishakhapatnam at 3:30 p.m. and Rajasthan Royals will take on Chennai Super Kings in Guwahati at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.